So let's review. The Mishnah Dav Beis ruled, Kol Azvachim Shenizbechu Shelo Lishman Ksherim, Ela Shelo Olu Lebayim Shem Chayva. All carbonates that were slaughtered for the sake of a different carbon are nonetheless kosher. However, their owner has not fulfilled his obligation, as Rashi explains, Tzarech Lehevi Acher Lechevasei Ola Nidre. If he brought this carbon to fulfill a Torah obligation or a vow, he must bring another. The Mishnah then cited an exception. Chutz min haPesach veAchatas, haPesach bezmanei veAchatas b'chol zman. Someone slaughtered a carbon Pesach on the afternoon of Yudal Nisan, or a carbon Chatas at any time Shelo Lishma, the carbon is invalid. The Gemara now discusses another type of carbon Shelo Lishma. Taydish Hashachtu L'shem Taydish Chaveirei. For carbon taida, the type of carbon shlomim brought after one merits some form of salvation, was brought for the sake of another carbon taida, i.e. a taida brought for a different reason. Here's a machlekes. Rabba amik sheira, because taida l'shem taida nishchata. And Rashi explains, v'oyla l'bailam. Rabba holds it is valid and the owner has fulfilled his obligation because, after all, it was offered as a carbon taida, and so it is considered l'shma. Rav Chisda amik psula, l'shum shlomim didei nishchata be'inan, as Rashi explains, loy also l'bailam. Although the carbon is valid, the owner has not fulfilled his obligation because the pasuk says, "Ubisar zevach taydish shlamav." It must be brought for one's own shlamim, and therefore it is considered shalei lishma. Rabbi cites a brayse as proof. The pasuk says, "Ubisar zevach taydish shlamav," b'yom hakrivei as zivche. And the brayse expounds, "Balalamid taydish hashacht l'shem shlamim ksheira, shlam shenishchut l'shem tayda psulim." A tayda that was brought as a regular shlam is considered lishma, while a shlamim brought as a carbon tayda is considered shalei lishma, and the owner must bring another carbon. And the Brayse explains the difference. Because tayda kruya shlamim, vein shlum kruya tayda. The pasuk refers to a carbon tayda as a shlamim, while a shlamim is not called a tayda. Now, Rabbi infers from the Brayse, shlam l'shem tayda psula, ha tayda l'shem tayda ksheira. A tayda is considered lishma if it is brought for another carbon tayda. And the Gemara at first assumes, the chavre, this is even if it belongs to someone else. The Gemara concludes, however, loy didei. It refers only to another carbon taida of the same owner. Therefore, according to Rab, it depends. If one brings a taida for the sake of someone else's taida, this is considered shina kaidish, and he must bring another taida. If one brings a taida for the sake of another taida in which he himself is obligated, this is not considered shina kaidish, and it's eil labailim, it does not need to bring another taida. The Gemara now cites several rulings of Rav regarding lishma. Chanta sheshachta l'shem chatas ksheira, as Rashi explains, kegon chatas chelev shenishchata l'shem chatas dam. A chatas designated for eating forbidden fats was slaughtered for the sake of a chatas brought for consuming forbidden blood. The carbon is valid, and its owner has fulfilled his obligation because of a shachat oisil l'chatas amrachmana v'ari chatas l'shem chatas nishchata. The pasuk says that the chatas must be slaughtered for the sake of a chatas, and it was. However, l'shem oila psula, if the chatas was slaughtered for the sake of an oila, it is not valid. Chatas sheshachta al misha mechuyev chatas psula. If a carbon chatas was slaughtered not for the sake of its owner, but for someone else who is also obligated to bring a chatas, the carbon is not valid because the pasuk says, v'chiper olav, and we expound, olav v'loy al chaveri. It must be offered for its owner, not for someone else. However, al misha mechuyev oila ksheira. If it was slaughtered for someone else who is obligated to bring an oila, the carbon is valid because we expound, chaveri dumi didei. V'mechuyev kapara kamaisei. It is only invalidated if it is offered for someone who also needs atonement. However, chata sheshachta misha ein mechuyev klum psula. If it was slaughtered on behalf of someone else who is not obligated to bring any carbon at all, it is not valid because in lecha adam b'yisrael she'ein mechuyev asei. We assume that everyone needs atonement for an asei, and chatas mechaperes achive asei mekavo chaymer. Because achive krisin mechaperes achive asei lekoshkin, if a chatas atones v'chive krisis, it certainly atones v'chive asei as well. And the Gemara adds, mekiva lemechaper, mekufi mechaper. Although it does not atone fully, but it does atone somewhat. Therefore, it's considered chaveira dumi didei b'mechuyev kapara kamoisei, and it's like chata sheshachta misha mechuyev chatas, and it's not valid. Oila habol la'achar misa. If an oila was brought after its owner died, shachta b'shina kodesh psula, b'shina b'alim ksheira. If it was slaughtered for the sake of a different carbon, it is valid, but the heirs must bring another carbon. But if it was slaughtered for the sake of someone else, it is valid, and the heirs do not have to bring another carbon because ein bayl nachar misa. After the owner dies, there is no real owner achieving full atonement, and so it cannot be invalidated by sacrificing it for the wrong owner. However, Rav Pinchas Bereid Rav Ami Amar yesh bayl nachar misa. The heir is considered the real owner, and so it is valid, but the heirs must bring another carbon. Oila dayrin hi. Carbon oila is brought as a gift after one receives atonement because idaleka tshuva zevach rishom te'eva. If he would not repent, the carbon would not bring atonement. On the contrary, the carbon of a rasha is an abomination, and the ike tshuva, avra al mitzvah saseh v'shav, loy zaz misham achamaychen loy. If he did repent, he would immediately be forgiven without a carbon. Clearly, doirinhu, it is brought as a gift. The Mishnah Daf Beis ruled, chutz min ha-pesach v'achatas ha-pesach bezman ne-v'achatas b'chol zman. If someone slaughtered carbon pesach on the afternoon of Yudal Nisan or carbon chatas at any time, shalei lishma, the carbon is invalid. The Gemara first cites the sources for carbon pesach. Regarding Shina Kodesh, the pasuk says, shamer es chedesh ha-aviv v'asisa pesach, and we expound, shiyu kol asiyesav l'shem pesach, the avodas must be performed lishma. Regarding Shina Bailam, the pasuk says, "V'amartem zevach pesach u'lashem." Here too we expound, "Shatei zvich l'shem pesach." The avodas must be performed l'shma. Therefore, emeina inin l'shina kodesh, teneu inin l'shina bailam. The extra pasuk requires l'shem bailam. The Gemara explains, "Ashkechan l'mitzvah." These pesukim teach us that we require l'shma. However, la'akiv to invalidate the carbon shalei l'shma, hu la'akiv bein hacha v'hacha. The extra word "hu" teaches us that shalei l'shma, whether by shina kodesh or shina bailam, is not valid. The Gemara explains, Ashkechan Zvicha. These psukim discuss the requirement for Shechita L'Shem Bailam. However, regarding Shara Avoidis, all other Avoidis, Hoyel V'Gali Gali, once the Torah reveals that Shalei L'Shma is invalid by Shechita, it applies to all Avoidis. Alternately, one pasuk says, Zaysa Torah L'Eilol Mincha V'Gremer U'Lizevach Hashlam, and the next pasuk says, B'Yim Tzavayisayis B'nei Yisrael L'Hakribes Karbineim. And the Brice expounds, Zeh B'Chayru Meisra Pesach. The second pasuk adds these three karbanas. And the Kisha Hakas of Lishlam, the Torah compares all karbanas, including the carbon pesach, to a carbon shlam. Mashlam and bein shina kodesh bein shina bailam beinon lemitzvah. Avkol bein shina kodesh bein shina bailam lemitzvah. Just as a shlam should be brought lishma by the carbon and its owner, all other karbanas should be brought lishma as well. Therefore, Rashi explains, mitzvah bepesach yafina mishlam. This hekesh is the source for the lekatchila requirement of lishma. And vasisa pesach laakiv b'chalas yaisa b'shina kodesh. The previously mentioned Pesukim teaches that the carbon is not valid Shalei Lishma by all Avaydis and Shalei Lishem Bailam by Shechita. Furthermore, the comparison to Shlam teaches us Ma Shlam Bein Zvicha Bein Shara Avaydis Lichalakta Ben LeMitzvah A Pesach LeTachlik Bay Bein Zvicha LeShara Avaydis LaAkev. Just as all Avaydis of a Shlam must be Lishma at least like a Tchila, all Avaydis of a carbon Pesach must be Lishma even B'diyevid. As part of this discussion, the Gemara teaches that from the pasuk "V'zavach the Pesach LaShem Likecha Tzeinu Baker," we derive that "Mikan LaMeisra Pesach She LaDaver Habam and Atzeinu Min Abaker." Umayin Diushlam, a leftover carbon Pesach, as Rashi explains, "She'aved v'neskape ba'acher v'nimtza arishin." The lamb that was designated as the carbon Pesach was lost, and they brought another lamb, and the first lamb was later found. It is brought as a shlam.